Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Golf Show. Thanks for listening this morning. This is Mike Dedurich. I'm your host. Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. As I talked about in the opening, there is more news from Muirfield Village Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio, just outside Columbus. There's going to be not only a second tournament in a back-to-back situation there, but probably the biggest news is that there will be fans able to attend the Memorial Tournament, which will be the second of the back-to-back events. And joining us this morning to talk about all of that is the general manager at Muirfield Village Golf Club, Nicholas LaRocca. And if that name is familiar to you, you remember his dad, who was the general manager at Oakmont Country Club for a number of years. And Nicholas, good morning, and thanks for coming
morning,
on
Michael.
With me today.
That introduction is better every time. I love that introduction. Thank you.
How are you're welcome. How are things in Columbus this morning?
Everything's great here. It's about 80 degrees. We're going to have some humidity, but it's gorgeous. And we actually have our opening weekend for our members in honor of our four founders, Jack Nicklaus, Panel Savitt, Bob Hope, and Ivor Young. So special 2 days for us.
Oh, cool.
But the big news of the night was last night, Governor DeWine around 2:30 has now approved our plan, our activation plan, to allow patrons during the Memorial Tournament. So that's huge news for us.
Absolutely. And it was supposed to be, the first fans were supposed to be at the John Deere Classic, but that got canceled for the year. That allowed.
It did. The PGA Tour and Mr. Nicklaus had a discussion about having the two-week bubble in Dublin, Ohio, and he obliged and said if we could do it for sports and the game of golf, why not? So we're going to host the week of July 6th, an event to be named soon by the PGA Tour, presented by Workday, and as well as 156 of the PGA Tour players here at Muirfield Village for that week. And then the following week, have the Memorial Tournament back to our invitational status of 120 players.
So a couple questions.
Sure.
And you know how the media is always having questions. The Memorial Tournament is in some ways like the Masters in that the every year the course is immaculate.
Yes, sir.
You don't even see a divot on the fairways. How will that change, or will it change, having 156 guys out there for 2 days and then the rest of the field who made the cut for the other 2 days just a week before you play this premier event?
Well, just like how our friends down in Georgia will probably have azaleas in November this year, our conditions will be prime. Our plan is the week of July 6th to tone it back just a touch. So the rough will be a little shorter. The greens won't be as fast. They'll be firm. And then come our week, the Memorial, the rough will graduate to a taller height by the time July 14th, 15th happens, when they tee off on the 16th for the first round. The greens will be rapidly faster. So you might see some low scores week of July 6th, but then you'll get back to a hard, fast, and golf course with memorials for the typical conditions that we have here, hard and fast. And July's going to be great. So we've confused our friends, Leatherlips, here. We had a ton of rain on Thursday, which would have been the first round. We had 1.6 inches of rain at three lightning delays. So we're confident July might be a magic week for us with the weather being perfect.
The Memorial Tournament and rain. They just, unfortunately, kind of go curse. Hand in hand, don't
the
they?
Curse. Yes,
man,
<sir. laughs>
all those years that I covered that thing,
I know.
You could count on it. You know, one of those days we were going to get a storm of some sort, and we did.
Yeah, except in 1979, you had snow when Watson won.
That's exactly right. That's the classic one.
Yes, sir.
So it'll be. This is a great opportunity for golf, and it's a great opportunity for players who, because of this new schedule, are going to have to scramble to get, you know, rounds played and opportunities to win.
Right.
And this is one that could have gotten away with nothing, but now Workday has stepped up to be the sponsor, and 156 guys will get to play.
That's right. It's going to be fun. You won't be your typical pin placements at Mirfield Village. You'll see some different pin placements for the traffic out there. But our grounds crew, led by Chad Mark, is phenomenal, and the golf course will be just fine. We're going to start early Thursday and Friday, probably 6:48, 6:50 a.m. Both tees start to get all those players around the golf course. Light will be our friend. It'll still be light later to about 8:30, 8:45 p.m., so we'll get them all in. But we're confident that golf course will be just perfect.
So how will the – talk a little about the patrons being allowed to be there the next week at the Memorial.
Sure.
You have a plan. I know we talked about it a little bit when we had you on a couple weeks ago. Talk a little bit about what that plan is going
absolutely.
To look like.
Absolutely. So the way that the players will be handled is totally different. They're going to be virus tested upon arrival at the hotel. They'll be virus tested again throughout the week. The caddies, similar story. The patrons and the volunteers and our great staff, they will all be temperature tested at every gate they would arrive upon, whether it's the front gate of the club for certain people, whether it's any of the parking lot areas, whatever gate they come in. Our great gate attendants and greeters will be temperature testing anyone that comes onto the property. Of course, if their temperature is in the fever condition, they'll be asked to go home. But then people also ask that if they don't feel well to call ahead, if they're an employee or a volunteer, to let us know they can't come due to not feeling well. And we do ask patrons, we trust patrons to stay home if they don't feel well too. But we're confident that the temperature testing will work at the gates. We're required to have, everyone to wear a face covering. So whether it's a patron, volunteer, employee, everyone's required to wear a face covering. If someone doesn't have one, we're going to have Memorial Tournament branded face coverings available here on the property. So we are in compliance with the governor's recommendations as he approved for us to have all people on property in face coverings.
How much will having whatever number of patrons on the grounds mean for that tournament?
So he has approved for us to have 10,000 patrons on the property, which is great. That'll be able to give us the opportunity to have some roars, some applause, give you the real feel of the golf tournament in action when people are out there, especially on Sunday afternoon when the Chargers are coming up on those last three hard holes of golf, 16, 17, 18. So we hope that those 10,000 people are going to be our great roars around the golf course. And I think with our friends from CBS putting that on the air on the weekend, It'll look really well done, and we'll still have all that action, even though we only have a limited amount of people on the property.
Have you have there been talks yet about what the TV crew is going to look like?
Yeah,
you know what the TV coverage is going to be.
TV coverage won't be any different on the air. You'll see probably a third of what CBS travels with, and our dear friend Jim Nance will be here reporting. And hopefully by July 13th and the course week before July 6th, we have some more people on the property. You're going to see next week at Colonial, just Jim Nance, Dottie Pepper, and Amanda Balionis on the property. Nance will be up in the tower, Dottie on the golf course, and Amanda doing her interviews nearby to finish a play for each player group. And of course, other correspondents are Nick Faldo, Mark Immelman, Trevor Immelman, Frank Napoloni, Baker Finch. They're going to be virtually on the TV next week for Colonial, but we hope coming a month, more of them will be allowed to be on the property to do the reporting live.
Okay, interesting.
Very interesting.
You know, it worked very well at Seminole with
yep.
the guys scattered. And
Tommy Roy and NBC did a marvelous job. I think the golf course won that event. That was just phenomenal.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I just talked to a mutual friend of ours this week, and I said, you know, I don't want to try to pick between the two, but I thought the winner of the two charities, not talking about the money for COVID-19, but
right.
the golf course winner was definitely Seminole. I wasn't.
No question.
Terribly impressed with Medalist, but
yeah,
part of that
was
how
place,
they presented
but, yeah,
it.
Yeah, go ahead. Exactly. Well said.
So, interesting, but it's time to get back to real golf now. Everybody's ready, and I think it's great news for the Memorial and great news for Muirfield Village that things are going to progress the way they are in a month. And as always, certainly looking forward to it.
We look forward to 2 weeks of great golf in Muirfield Village, and always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Nicholas. Good luck, and we'll talk to you when we get closer.
All right. All the best. Take care. Thank you.
All righty. That's Nicholas LaRocca, the GM at Muirfield Village. So it will be a little bit different TV coverage, but I doubt you even know a difference. They don't, as I was talking about before, you don't need to be on site to cover an event anymore. There's TV, there's big monitors, you see everything that you need to see. It's a new world we live in, and we'll adjust, and we'll like it. All right, it's time for our next break. We'll come back, and we're going to have a little fun with our next segment. The Polish Prince of Prognostication will make his debut today on The Golf Show, and we'll do that right after this break. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.